This is the Composer's Datebook for May 24th. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1911, Edward Elgar conducted the first performance of his Second Symphony with the Queen's Hall Orchestra. His First Symphony had generated a lot of excitement when it debuted late in 1908, and Elgar's Big Violin Concerto, which Fritz Kreisler premiered in 1910, was greeted with equal enthusiasm. But the hall was not filled for the premiere of Elgar's Second, and after the performance, the audience seemed unmoved. Elgar turned to his concertmaster, W.H. Reed, and asked, "What's the matter with them, Billy? They sit there like a lot of stuffed pigs." In his book, The Symphony, musicologist Michael Steinberg speculates that a competing concert that same day featuring Kreisler and Pablo Casals performing the Brahms Double Concerto might have siphoned off some of the audience for the premiere. And perhaps the ambiguous and melancholy tone of the new work made the Queen's Hall audience more reflective and thoughtful than enthusiastic. Elgar dedicated his Second Symphony to the memory of King Edward VII, who had died the previous May. A year of official mourning was just ending, and perhaps that, too, contributed to a sobering effect on those hearing the music for the first time. In the decades that followed, British and international audiences have warmed considerably to Elgar's Second, ultimately agreeing with Elgar's own comment on its composition, "I have worked at fever heat, and the thing is tremendous in energy." For more energetic reactions to new music at First Performance, our website is composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.